Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I am so happy for all of you Washington football fans. You have waited essentially 25 years for this. 25 years to be able to get excited about the direction of your franchise. That is the only sport they care the most about in Washington. They talk about politics and they talk about the Washington football team. I am thrilled that they actually have something positive to talk about.
How about Ross Tucker, our guy who's on the show with us regularly, former Redskin many, many years ago for a short time. I first met him when I was out there doing interviews as a kid. He was on the Steve Spurrier team.
Yes, that's right.
In the early 2000s. But he's on Good Morning Football this morning on NFL Network, getting a little push. I like that for Ross Tucker. I made some headlines, too, among other things, saying that Shedeur Sanders no-showed a production meeting for a college football game he called.
How about that?
That made the rounds. The kind of thing that just, when you act like that, it's going to come back to bite you in the ass. You're allowed to do it. I see all the comments are, not a big deal. Media takes themselves too seriously. Cool. Good for you. When you do things that are unprofessional, people view you as maybe not being a great professional. And so you do enough of those things, it's going to hurt you. And it clearly did during draft time, but we can get to that later in the show. I bring up Ross Tucker talking about the Commanders today because they unveiled their NFL power rankings, 32 down to 1. And Danny, they've got the Commanders all the way up to 6 coming out of the NFL draft. The teams ahead of them are the Detroit Lions, who they beat in the playoffs, the Buffalo Bills, over in the AFC, who have been flirting with Super Bowl contention, but unable to punch through the AFC Championship and the Chiefs. Kansas City sliding down to 3. Everybody's favorite offseason Tiger every year. They're always about to win the Super Bowl. The Baltimore Ravens are 2. And then the Philadelphia Eagles, your defending champions, with Jalen Hurts coming off of another masterpiece in the biggest game of his career, are number 1. But Washington sitting at 6.
Does that seem high? Or is it just simply because, hey, they're in the NFC title game, and we sort of now think that that's the level?
All right, so here's what I would say to that. If my answer is yes, that means I have to move them below some of the teams behind them.
This, you just did the move that I was about to do. So my point is, right behind him is Tampa Bay, the Rams, Packers, Vikings. I think you could shuffle any of those teams up and make them 6 through 10. And I think you could quibble about one over another. Vikings won 14 games last year. Now they're handing things over to J.J. McCarthy. Green Bay Packers, I thought, had a pretty solid draft for a team that was on the rise last year. If Jordan Love's healthy, The Rams, aging. It's Stafford kind of riding into the sunset. But still, they gave the Eagles their best shot. That was the team that was the closest to beating them in the snow on the road.
I'll go further than that. They would have beaten Philly if it wasn't snowing.
I think that's fair.
They were slipping and sliding and dropping passes, and they had them on the brink, and there was a basically a blown blitz pickup on the interior.
A bad fumble in there, too.
By a young offensive lineman. Yeah, Kyron Williams put a ball on the carpet at one point. They would have beaten the Eagles in that game if it was played in L.A. or in any neutral site dome. It wasn't, so it doesn't matter. But I could see putting the Rams ahead of Washington. I have a hard time moving anyone else ahead of them. The Bucs right behind them, the Commanders beat in the playoffs. They're fine. I don't think they're great. The 8 is the Rams. I'm moving them up. The Packers, they're probably comparable to Washington, but it's like watching a replay and saying you need definitive evidence, right? I need irrefutable proof to have an issue with Washington at 6 that somebody should be above them. Who are you arguing for? The Broncos, who are 11, the Vikings, who are 10, as you said, turning it over to McCarthy, who hadn't taken a snap. The Bengals at 12, whose defense is basically 11 guys from our studio handpicked. Nah, I think six is about right now.
Yeah, I think it's all fair. And again, a Minnesota homer could say, hey, they're so well-built. McCarthy's going to be just a conductor. He's going to make sure it gets all the ball goes to all the right places. They'll play great defense and be frisky. Would you really want to see them right now? Who knows? Tampa Bay, always banged up, but when healthy, they're pretty tough. So the point is, that's the right range for me. And that's I'm not used to that. I'm used to every time Washington jumps up and has done something. Now, forget about this regime in this past year, but bear with me. Every time they've gone to the postseason, it was the 4-game winning streak or the 5-game. And forget about the much larger sample. It's they did this incredible thing, and now people think of them, this is where they are now. And they were never able to sustain anything. This group hasn't yet, but it feels like, talking about this regime, coaching staff, players, etc., they've got something sustainable here. So whether they're 6th or 8th or 7th or 11th, the point is they are above the threshold of there's going to be they're going to pull the plug in the drain, and they're going to start sinking back down into the mire and the muck with everybody else. They are legit.